So what did you reckon? Because you hadn't read this, had you, before we did it?
No, I hadn't. But I'd had it recommended to me by a number of people who'd raved about it. And I'd read another of his books. He's an award-winning Norwegian writer. And he's got quite an interesting style, as I'd found in this other book that he'd read written called The Unseen. It's very simple writing, quite sparse, but it's very powerful. And he conjures up great characters and wonderful settings. And I found that the colours and the temperatures and the weather just seems very real when you read his books. So I was full of anticipation. And the book is about Timo, who's quite an unusual character. He's a woodcutter in this small town in Finland. And he's a self-declared village idiot. He says, "The same people who feel sorry for me one minute often make fun of me the next." And he's been left behind when all the rest of this town have fled because there's a threat of, there is an invasion by Russians.
The Russians come in and just sort of set fire to the whole village, don't they? And he's the only one who's left behind.
That's right. He decides he's going to stay. Why should he leave? And he saves a few buildings. He sort of negotiates with the Russians. So he saves a house to live in, and he considers himself a sort of protector of the town. He's going to be there when everything comes back to normal, if you like. So as I say, he sort of negotiates with the Russians, but it's more by almost playing the fool or being so dense, if you like, that they can't get through to him. They can't make sense. And so they sort of give up and they can't believe his guile, I suppose. And he sort of acts outside the world affairs. What's going on? He sort of protests ignorance, I suppose. And he then works with the Russian prisoners.
I sort of feel that they almost treat him as, you know, a bit of an ignorant giant. You know, that they don't see him as a threat or anything. He's just this bumbling man that they sort of almost just allow to carry on because they don't think he's a threat of any description.
Yeah, they end up humouring him in a way.
Yeah.
And then he serves a purpose because he gets their prisoners together and they form a group of woodcutters. So they actually start cutting down the trees of the forest nearby to provide wood for the Russian stoves so that they can stay warm in this environment. And the prisoners are all lots of different nationalities, so they've got language problems in their little group, but they form a community. And it's all about how they sort of make life in this terrible circumstance and work together. And Timo is this linchpin of the group. And that's about it, really. It's a short book, and as I say, it's written very simply, but it's very strange. It's very powerful.
It's powerful, and does it go anywhere in a way, do you feel?
I think you have lots of things that you want to ponder. What's being wise, what's being foolish, what's being brave, and what is friendship, and the fact of community and looking out for your neighbour. What does that mean? And we do have a conclusion at the end because, we don't really want to say, do we? But there is a conclusion, and there is a culmination of all that happened. And is it what we expect for Timo? Well, you have to read it and find out. But it's a really interesting, powerful book, and quite different. And also because it's produced in translation, it's quite an unusual style of writing. Yeah. So how much is his natural style as an author, and how much is the translation, and all of that is quite interesting as well. Reading something that's was originally in a different language.
We've had a couple of people come get in touch with their reviews as well. So I'll do Graham, you do Vivian, yeah?
Yes. Okay.
And Graham says, "I was pleased to read the book largely because it's about some history I've never heard of, the Winter War between Finland and the Soviet Union. It's a pleasant change to read a short book of only 200 pages, and I didn't find it tough to read. I thought it well written. The fact that it's a translation from Norwegian was rarely obtrusive. See, I didn't really worry about that either. It didn't sort of, very often I didn't think, you know, that's an odd way of saying that. It's not really a war story, more a tale of survival in extremely harsh winter conditions. Timo, thought of as the village idiot, demonstrates his skills at survival, but in doing so must help the enemy by providing a constant supply of wood for their stoves as well as his own. He's provided with a motley crew of helpers and amazingly creates an effective and loyal team, albeit with many struggles aggravated by their language differences. Seems to involve a rather lot of threats and harsh treatment, but also reveals some sympathy for other men in dire circumstances. I hesitate to say that it's a book for men, but with one small exception, there are no women featured."
Yes, that's
which is
quite
fascinating,
interesting,
isn't
yes.
it? "To me, the book is more about compassion than about hostility. Thank you for the recommendation, Graham."
Very
so thanks for that, Graham.
And then we've got a message from Vivian, and she says it was a very appropriate choice in this week of commemoration of an earlier war. And she says, I thought it one of the finest war books I've read in recent times. It demonstrated movingly through its main character the resilience of the human spirit in terrible adversity. But it also showed how the destruction caused by war is inescapable and long-lasting.